Then also to, you see, so if it is a, if the object of desire, if the object of desire is the body, then you see, to meditate, you see, the nature of the body, nature of the body, you see, inside, you know, examine what is inside. The skeleton, you see, bones, you see, then pieces of flesh, you know, tied with the veins, then it's covered with the skin, outside covered with the skin. Looking inside the body, by looking, like, you see, like, when there's disease, you see, you do x-rays, and then you see the inside things, you see, like that. How about looking inside the body? So even the, so like this, so practice awareness, you see, mindfulness of the body. So this practice of mindfulness of the body. Then you see, all the dirty things that are coming out, that come out of the body, from the mouth, from the, you know, nose and ears, you know, you see, all that comes out, you see. Also, like, you see, when the food is in the plate, you see, and that's clean. So once it's gone inside the body, so once it's chewed, you see, about the mouth, you see, once it went inside the mouth, you know, chewed, but then, you see, that become dirty, you know. So once it went inside the body, it become dirty. So what makes the dirty? What makes that, you see, what makes the dirty unable to eat when it comes out of the body, you see? So that is made dirty by the body, you know, by the body. So if the body is clean, you know, pure, clean, then that doesn't happen. All the impurities, you see, all the impurities, you know, 32, you know, impure, in, you know, how say, substances, things, you know, inside the body. So you see, like, septic tank, you know. Septic tank. You see, what comes in, what fills up septic tank is back from the body, you know. It came from the body, you know, what fills up the septic tank. So however, you see, so like that, so no difference from that. However, then even the skins, you see now, if the skin is not on the body, not stretched on the body, if the skin is put out, you see, separately from the body, if the skin is separately put out, and one doesn't find any reason to clean, you see, on the skin itself. Skin itself, the human being's skin itself, you see. One is put separate from the body. So, you see, skin here, flesh here, then bones there, like that, you know. Don't find any, you see, reasons to clean the skin. So even the skin, you see now, even the skin is a kind of, when you don't see clear, it looks kind of plain. But when you see very clear, when you look at with a magnifying glass or something, when you see very clear, you see even the skin is a, when you look very close, you see, it's a full of bumps, you know, kind of bumps, no? Kind of bumps or the, like a mountain, no? Like a mountain, no? Kind of bumps, you know? You see, full of, you see, like a small hill, sort of, kind of, how to say, bumps, you know, the complete field. So it kind of looks smooth in distance. When you don't see clear, it looks okay. But when you really look near, you see, what you used to see, from distance is a kind of plan, you know, it's not there, you know, kind of, you see. So anyway, so therefore there's a lot of, you see, even from the skin like this, there's a lot of, you see, your own creation, your own projection, depending on how much you see clear, you see. So anyway, now all the things, you know, all the colors, smells, everything. So there's smell of flower, smell of sandalwood, you know, it's not smell of the body. It's a smell of those different flowers or the, you see. It's not the smell of the body. Mm. It's not the smell of bodies. It's the smell of those other different outside materials, you know? So like that, you see. However, like that, then the other thing is, you see, that I myself hallucinate that person, and that person, you see, hallucinate me, you see. With all this, you see, way of behaving, way of saying, you know, with all these substances, you know, they are external things, you know, color, smell, so forth, all the things. So, you see, now, you see, and this person, you see, it's hallucinating me, and I'm hallucinating that person. So you see, you're trying to be aware, you see. Not trying to caught in one view, not trying to caught on only this view, but you're looking that person with a different view, you see, another way, you see. Not being only caught in this one view. You see, the hallucination, you see, each other, you see. So you see, you try to look different way, different view, you see, different view. So that, you see, being out of, you see, you're being out of that view, hallucinating each other, you see. Being out of that, and you see, looking different way, so that also helps to control the thing in this way, also helps to control mind, you know, control the dissatisfied mind desire. So this way, you don't cause problem to other people, you don't cause problem, you don't cause problem, other people. You see, relationship, you know, you don't harm, you see. One doesn't harm to others, so there's peace to others, and also there's peace for yourself in this way. So it is said in the teachings that one who clings the small pleasure, one cannot achieve the great happiness, great pleasure, so great happiness. So you see, clinging in the small pleasure becomes obstacle to obtain the ultimate happiness. So great pleasure, you see. So therefore, you see, it's very important. To meditate. It's very important to meditate. Why? Because then also you know that, you see, the peace, the tranquility, peace. You have your own experience of peace, you know, when that you gain through meditation. So when when you have your own experience, peace, tranquility in the mind, you see, some experience, then because of that, you see the other pleasure, how that is too gross. How that is too gross, you see. Too gross, you see, that mind, you know, so gross, so uncontrolled, so obscured by desire, you know, so obscured. So you see, one sees, you see, no meaning, you know. You see how it's uncontrolled and how it's too gross, the pleasure. You see, by comparing, then you see, as a higher, you see, state of meditation, you know, state of path. You see, as one knows, as one find out, you know, higher level of meditation. You see, the pleasures or the, you know, ecstasy, rapturous ecstasy derived through meditation, you know, such as the tranquil abiding, and you see, tranquil abiding, the great insight. And then you see, form realm, you know, formless realm, desire realm, form realm, formless realm. Even you compare, you see, form realm happiness, you know, which they attained through peace of mind, what they have, which they achieved through meditation. Even comparing to their happiness, so the our human beings, these physical pleasures, you know, these physical pleasures, you know, as the sexual pleasure, physical pleasure, these things become, you see, comparing to their happiness, you see, the peace, pleasure is peace, what is derived from meditation, you see, physical pleasures, you know, too extremely gross, not interesting, you know, not interesting, no attraction at all. You see, suffering. But comparing to that, it is suffering, you know. Only suffering, you see, very gross. So then also the tantra path, you know, you see, comparing to those, the experience of a higher tantra path, so you see, these things are those bliss, you see, what one experienced by actualized tantra path, then these things are nothing. So this, you see, comparing to that, then this, you see, ordinary pleasures, it is nothing. So however, these are also helpful. So now clinging in these things becomes an obstacle to achieve those greater gradually see a peace of mind, or how to say, bliss, or how to say, rapturous ecstasy, you know, so like that. Mm. So anyway, up to the full enlightenment, you know, the fearless happiness. Yeah. So then you see, for example, in the relationship problems, you see, then you see when there's so when there's nothing, when there's nothing you can do, for example, you see, the friend, you see, you lost the friend. How was friend? The friend left you. Friend left you. You see, friend left you. Went away. You see, and the, you see, friend left you, and you see, to join another person. You see, it become possession of another person. See, enjoyment of another person. You see, like that. So you see, when especially there's no solution, or especially there's nothing you one can do. You see, then rather to think of commit suicide, rather to think commit suicide, or you know, to kill oneself, or to kill the other person, or you see, rather thinking that way, which doesn't help at all, and you see, which doesn't help at all, it's only harm, greatest harm, you know. So, yeah, greatest harm, you see. And then you see, when, especially when there's nothing you can do, then you see, rather thinking that way, then you see, think, you make it worthwhile. So you make the life situation is worthwhile. You see, you see, rather looking at it negative, you look at it positive, you know. Think that it's very good like this to think that, for example, Jesus Christ, you know, he suffered. He took other beings' suffering, pains on him, you see. He sacrificed himself for others. And then, you see, many saints, you see, even in Christianity, many saints, they sacrificed themselves for others. You see, for sick people, leprosy people, like that. They gave themselves, you see, to others, even in Christianity, you see. Many saints. So, Shakyamuni Buddha, for example, Shakyamuni Buddha, he gave his holy body when he was a bodhisattva, you see. For three countless great eons, he made his holy body charity. Those who want eyes, he made charity eyes. Those who want limbs, you know, he gave charity. He made charity his limbs to others, you know. And he gave whole holy body, you see, to tiger, to the one whole family of tiger who was starving. And so like this, you see, for that many eons, for 300 great eons, he made his holy body charity, you see, to other sentient beings, you know, so many times, you see. And all, he became king many times, you know, king, and he met all the kings. You see, all the wealth, he made charity to the poor people and family, you see, wife, you know, children, everything, you see, he made charity to others so many times. And accumulated so much merit, and you see, for three countless great eons, practices paramita like this, charity, patience, morality, you know, perseverances, concentration, wisdom, like this, they achieved enlightenment for sentient beings, for us, for me and all sentient beings, you know, to lead to enlightenment, to free from all suffering, to lead to enlightenment, you know. You see, for that many eons, practicing paramita, you see, accumulated merit and achieved enlightenment for me and all sentient beings. So, why not, you see, why not I'm a charity. You know, those, you see, many saints, holy beings, you see, they, those who, you see, only live their life for other sentient beings, and develop their mind, you see, and, you see, completed all the qualities and became free, ceased all the obscuration, you see, all the mental stains, achieved, you know, achieved the, you see, highest liberation, you know, the non-abiding liberation, full enlightenment. However, so they did, you see, they did for all sentient beings, including myself. I did, so why not? Why not me? You see, I can do the same thing. So, so it's very kind. So I'm a charity, this person. I'm a charity, this person, to that guy, you know, to her, you see, I'm a charity, you see, I'm a charity, I offer, you see, I'm an offering, you know, you see, for her or his happiness, you know, you see, I'm a charity. So I am here making just one. Even I make this person charity, you know, I'm making one charity. You see, Shakyamuni Buddha, in the Bodhisattva time, many lifetimes, whole family made charity in the world, you see. So why not, you see? I can do the same. So you see, you should encourage yourself, you know. If I don't make even this one charity, if I didn't get done practice, if I didn't get to practice even this one charity, you see, how is it, you know, not possible. So, you see, then my charity give, you see, to that person. Then after that, we see, after giving to that person, then one thing, you see, how kind that person is, how extremely kind that person is, you see, that this person is helping me to practice, you know, six parameters, you see, to practice, you see, charity, to practice charity, okay, and patience, morality, so that thing like that. How kind that person is. So, like that. Then also think, you see. So I, you see, this person, you know, this person, I had enjoyment with it by having this person. So now why not the other person? Why can't the other person have same? You know? Why not the other person can have the same enjoyment by having that person? You see? So like that. So as I'm important, that other person is also important. You know? Want happiness, do not want self, same. Then other thing, you see, the other thing. So I didn't get go, you know, how the self-cherishing thought, the source of, how selfish mind is the source of all the problems. But however, you see now, the other thing, so other meditation, the other meditation is, you see, the friend, you see, friend, you know, disliked me, left me. You see, doesn't love me, left me, you see. Then that other person, you see, possessing this person, you know, keeping this person. So, thing, you see, this, you see, think, this is because in the past life, you know, in the past time, you see, I did not practice, I did not practice, you know, morality. You know, I did sessions conduct in the past lives. In the past times, I did sessions conduct, which gave harm to others, you know, disturbed others, gave harm to others. Mm. So this is the result of that karma. So this is, you see, so disharmonies, all these things, you see, is the result of the relationship problem. These things are, it's explained, the teaching, you see, the result of the past karma, sessions conduct, done out of, you see, negative mind, negative attitude. So you see, remember, so one thing is, remember the cause of this, the cause, why this is happening, why this problem is happening, you see. Remember the cause. Cause. Then think. So you see, this karma is created, just to conduct this karma, negative karma is created by the self-cherishing thought. Originally, you see, I came done out of self-cherishing thought. Then, you see, from this karma, then this problem happened now. So think, this is the teaching of the will of Xiaobin, you know. This is the teaching for me. There's a teaching called the will of Xiaobin, you see. So you see, this teaching, will of Xiaobin, mentions many problems of life, many unsuccessful failures, all the problems, you know. Then you see, then is how, what caused, you see, it explains what caused, what, you see, wrong action, you see, caused. And then you see, these problems are used to destroy the selfish mind. You see, to destroy the selfish mind. So like the wheel turning, you see, wheel turning. So self-cherishing thought create the karma, and then the selfish mind, you see, experience these problems, you see. So wheel, like the wheel turning. So like this teaching, you see. So this experiences, you know, what is people doing, you see, is teaching, is a meditation instruction, teaching for me. Teaching, the teaching of the will of Xiaobin. So however, you see, now think. Now you see these problems, you see, what you're experiencing, rather you are taking upon yourself, you see, these problems, you give it to the self-cherishing thought. Instead of thinking, this is my problem, you see, instead of thinking this is my problem, you see, instead of thinking that, when you think this is my problem, you see, when you take the problem on yourself, then that, you see, that is what makes depression, anger, all these things. So rather, taking upon yourself, you see, the problem, you see, you give it to the self-cherishing thought, you know. It's given to you by a self-cherishing thought. So rather you taking yourself experiencing, you see, you give it to the self-cherishing thought, and you see, and think how wonderful it is. You see how wonderful it is. How good, you see. When somebody harms to your enemy, when somebody kills your enemy, when somebody hurts to your enemy, you see, or when somebody hurts, insult, or when somebody harms to the enemy, then one feel happy, you see. One feel happy, you see. How good it is, you see. One try to be satisfaction, you see. How good it is when somebody hurts to one's enemy. So you see now, so like that similar, you see, like that exactly, you should think towards the selfish mind, you know. You see, so how good it is, you see. You give the problems, you see, your problems to the selfish mind, and then think, you see, how good it is. Let him have it, you see. Then you see, you destroy the selfish mind, the egoism, you see. So, you see, as soon as you see, you split from selfish mind, as soon as you split from selfish mind, you see, rather being one with the selfish mind, as soon as you split from selfish mind, and looking at the selfish mind as enemy, you see, immediately there's peace in your mind, you know? Release peace, you see, there's tranquility in your mind, you know. As soon as you split from the selfish mind by looking at the enemy, your enemy. So you see, so you use all the problems to destroy the selfish mind, and you see, give it to the selfish mind completely. By you see, in the mind thinking, you see, this selfish mind is my greatest enemy, you know, my real enemy. So thinking, as long as I have selfish mind, you see, I have enemy. You see, there's enemy, you see. As long as the selfish mind, you see, then anger rises, you see. Then you see, one find enemy. You see, if there's no anger in your mind, if there's no anger, there's no enemy outside. If there's no anger inside, there's no enemy outside, you know. So whether there's enemy, whether you have enemy outside or not, depending on your mind. You see, if you find enemy outside, if you don't have anger, you don't find enemy outside. You see, even everyone hates you, if you don't have anger, you don't see enemy. You don't find enemy. You find nobody enemy to you, if you don't have anger. So, you see, why does enemy not dependent on your concept, you see? So anyway, so same thing, if there's no selfish mind, there's no enemy outside. You know, you don't find. So you see now, but you have to do this practice, you see, by knowing that, you see, selfish mind is the one that which brings all the problems, you know, you see, all the unsuccess, failure, however, as extensive as one can think. However, so this one, you see, made me to suffer from beginning to birth, you see, until now in samsara, and did not allow me to achieve any realizations. And if I follow still this self-chasing thought, you see, I will have to suffer endlessly in samsara, and you see, their mind will be empty forever, you see, without any realization. Won't get any realization. So like that. So then in this way, you see, by knowing all the problems, all the undesirable things come from self-seeking thoughts, then you will have encouragement. Then you will have encouragement to use the problem to destroy the self-seeking thought. Otherwise, if you don't look at the selfish mind as enemy, you know, then you see, you won't have encouragement, you see, to do this practice. And then, the last thing, so you see now, if you practice good heart, you know, like this, if you don't practice good heart, and only, you see, only follow the self-cherishing thought, then you see one get, I say, you see, there's danger to give harm. There's danger to give harm. The person with whom one live together, you see, the family, it means one person, or you see, 5 or 10 member of family. Then country, millions of people in the country. Then you see all the rest of the sentient beings. There's always danger, you see, giving harm. You see, with the body, spirit, mind, giving harm to all sentient beings, life to life, life to life. So now, if you change this attitude, if you change our attitude, you see, good, from self-cherishing thought into cherishing others, you know, good heart, you see. Now you see the harm with the body, spirit, mind, towards to this one person with whom you live together, it stops. You know, that doesn't happen. And then harm, you see, from there to the country people, to the whole sentient being, you see, doesn't receive harm from you. You see, doesn't receive harm from you. So, not receiving, so all these sentient beings, starting from this one person or the 5 member in the family, you see, they're not receiving harm. Itself is peace. Itself is peace. Receive peace. So all their peace. So all their peace, you see, all the sentient beings, the peace. This peace not receiving harm from you, this dependent on your mind, dependent to your attitude. Dependent to your attitude. So also if you generate, you see, if you practice, you see, if one practices the good heart cherishing others, then only what it does, only benefit with the body, spirit, mind, from this one person with whom we live together, then all the rest of sentient beings. So you see now, it's completely in your hand. All the rest of the, starting from the family, all the rest of sentient beings, whether, you see, they receive harm or they receive peace, is it from you, is completely in your hand. You see? So now you can see you are completely responsible. Now each of us here is completely responsible. You see, all, starting from the family, all the sentient beings are happiness. You see, peace. You see, each of us is completely responsible for all sentient beings' happiness, peace. So this is very important to remember every day life. And so now, since all the happiness, everything, all the happiness what one experiences, temporary, ultimate, everything comes from other sentient beings, received from other sentient beings. So other sentient beings are extremely kind. All the good things come from other sentient beings. So therefore, what one should do is pacify all other sentient beings' sufferings, and bringing in the ultimate happiness. And regards happiness, ultimate happiness, especially the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. So highest happiness is the full enlightenment. So this is what they need, what they're missing, and what they need to achieve. So the peerless happiness, full enlightenment, you see. So this bringing them to this state is the greatest benefit. This is the greatest benefit, you see, to offer the sentient beings. So now to be able to do this, to be able to offer this greatest benefit, is one first one must achieve full enlightenment. This peerless happiness, full enlightenment. And in order to achieve this, then one must generate the, all steps of path to enlightenment. All these steps of path, to this, peerless happiness, full enlightenment. So to generate the whole steps of path to enlightenment, then, one must, therefore one needs to do listening, reflecting, meditation on the path, from the qualified, from qualified teachers, virtuous teachers. But rely upon as a qualified virtuous teacher, so that as I mentioned before, gaseous form, from Nalanda Pasadena, they come to be teaching. They're very qualified masters. Whole lifetime from child time, they live in the practice and studied whole path. So therefore, we are extremely fortunate to find a reliable person whom you follow, person whom you copy or whom you follow, a reliable one. So that's the most important. That's the most important thing for the development of our mind. So I stop here. So I stop here. Dāgē chī nye sāpē gyā wā tī nā rā wā kūn lā kāmbē nā kē pā rā chī sū nā sāṁ tā wā tī mbē nyīng bō rī ndā sā chī shū nā chāng chū sūm chō rī mbō chē mā kē wā ndī wī kē wā nyā bā mē bā yī kwa nē kwa ndō bē wā rā shū nā gyā wā ndī yē nī dō tā nā mā tū wā ndū kē nā dō lā chī yā mā lō wā chī yē sā lā ndō tā rā shū I'll pray.